The nations that say they're now working together to resolve the crisis in Darfur include the United States and France. They joined China and Russia and Japan and a score of other nations yesterday at a conference in Paris. The plan was to support a new peace force for the war-torn Sudanese region. Eleanor Beardsley has more from Paris.
The conference came after Sudan earlier this month bowed to months of pressure and agreed to let United Nations peacekeepers into the country. The 20,000-strong force will bolster the 7,000 ill-equipped and beleaguered African Union soldiers already on the ground. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice reminded conference attendees that Sudan has backtracked on agreements in the past.
Until Sudan has actually carried out the commitments that it has taken, I think we have to keep the possibility of consequences on the table.
The Darfur conflict, which pits a rebel insurgency against the Arab-dominated government in Khartoum, has killed more than 200,000 people and displaced some 2.5 million over the last 4 years. And the government's proxy militia, known as the Janjaweed, has terrorized civilians as the world looks on. That clearly frustrates French President Nicolas Sarkozy.
Le silence tue. Nous voulons mobiliser
silence
la communauté
kills.
Internationale.
We want to mobilize the international community to say that's enough. In the 21st century, we are not going to look at the images coming out of Darfur and tolerate that.
The new French president is committed to resolving the crisis. His foreign minister, Bernard Kouchner, founder of Doctors Without Borders, shares his zeal. France and the U.S. both support tough sanctions if Sudan doesn't comply this time around. But China, Sudan's top oil customer and diplomatic backer, is against them, saying threats and pressure on Khartoum would be counterproductive. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.